To get to you. Whatever it takes tonight, my choice is you. Hallelujah. I'm going to step out of the boat. I'm going to walk on the water. I'm listening for your voice. Whatever it is tonight, God, I want to get to you. Hallelujah. I believe that Jesus wants to get to some folks. Amen. Grab your Bibles before you're seated. Amen. Let's turn there and read together in the book of John, chapter number 15. John, chapter number 15. Once again, thank you for all your hospitality, kindness. Amen. We know that camp meeting doesn't stop tonight. Sister Holly and I will be praying for you. We promise you that. Amen. But we sure want to bring you as far as we can during camp meeting. Amen. I know Brother Hawk will be here in the morning. Great friend of mine. You'll be blessed by his ministry. Not real familiar with Brother Brady, although I've heard him preach and has done tremendous when I've heard him. Amen. I know he'll be a blessing as well. Amen. So keep on getting in camp meeting. Amen. Let God bless you. Amen. In John chapter number 15... Amen. I'm going to start reading at verse number 11. Prior to this, you will find that Jesus speaks here one of the I Am's, and He says that He is the true vine, that we are the branches. Amen. And those branches that do not bear fruit, He is going to take away. And then He says these things, amen, in verse number 11. He says, "These things have I spoken unto you, that My joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is My commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are My friends if you do whatsoever I have commanded you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what the Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of My Father, I have made known unto you. focusing here on this. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain. And whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. Amen. I'm going to lay the foundation for a while, but I'm going to eventually get to this thought. Amen. Amen. Choosing to be God's choice. Choosing to be God's choice. Amen. You may be seated this evening. Amen. If I may jump back for just a few verses, for a few moments, prior to the verse that I want to focus on in verse number 16. Amen. The Bible says that greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Amen. Paul said this in Romans. He said, for scarcely a righteous man would one die. Yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. A friend tonight, amen, is a person who one knows, a person who one likes, and a person who one trusts. Amen. Friendship, amen, can be described by many words. In fact, it's said that the Eskimo has many, many terms that it gives to the word snow. Amen. And I think the same way for us this evening. If we looked at that word friend, there would certainly be many definitions and adjectives that we could use for the word friend. Amen. We have close friends. Amen. We have best friends. We have childhood friends. Amen. We have intimate friends. We have trusted friends. We have a beloved friend. Amen. I want to say tonight, the word friend, amen, can be used with many different terminologies and adjectives. Amen. But I would dare say tonight that for us, amen, our friends reflect the choices that we make. Amen. My best friend is sitting, that beautiful lady, amen, in the third row back. It certainly reflects the choice that I made, amen, on the lady to be my wife. And it was a wise choice. It was a choice made in prayer. Amen. God gave me the best wife that He could ever have given me. Amen. And she truly is my best friend. Amen. I think it reflects my choice. Amen. And I want to say this evening that God made a choice to be our friend. And we must choose to be His friend. Amen. To have a relationship with Him. Not just of an acquaintance, but of an intimate friendship. Amen. That we have tonight. Amen. With the Creator of this universe. Amen. Don't lose me yet. I got a long way to go. I'm trying to lay some foundation. Amen. I'm thankful for the friendship that I have tonight in Jesus. Amen. I think it's important for us to realize, amen, the very nature of friendship requires something that we reciprocate back to that individual, friendship that they give to us, and vice versa. Amen. It's very important for us to reciprocate. But it is our choice tonight whether or not we will reciprocate that friendship to someone. It is based upon our choice. He chose already to be our friend. Amen. The Word of God says, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Amen. Friendship says this, I will if you will. Amen. Thank God for friendship tonight. Amen. The Word of God says this, that faithful are the wounds of a friend. Amen. But I believe friendship goes even farther. And it says, I will even if you won't. Are you with me tonight? Amen. I will even if you won't. Amen. The Word of God says in the book of James, and the Scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, jumping on down, and he was called a friend of God. In the book of Isaiah, in the book of James, amen, in the book of Genesis, the Word of God says that Abraham was a friend of God.
sure he was a servant of God as well. Amen. But the Word of God that I've read tonight says, henceforth I call you not servants, although we serve Him. Amen. He calls us a friend. I want to be known tonight as a friend of God. It is my choice that I may know Him. Amen. Friendship is this. It's like being in the king's circle. Amen. It's being the best man. Amen. The only things that happen in the king's palace will be whispered in our ear because we are a friend of the king. Amen. A friend of God. Amen. It's amazing that friendship says, I will. Amen. It says, I will even if you won't. Amen. I look at David and I look at Jonathan and I look at that friendship and it is absolutely amazing. And we'll talk more about it a little later this evening. But they had a friendship that also involved a covenant. Amen. I got your back. Amen. No matter where you're at, I got you covered. It was more than a friendship. It was a covenant. Amen. It was to us a type. It was a shadow. It was an example of what you and I, amen, should desire to have with God. Deeper than just a friendship, but a covenant with Him. God, I'm for you, and I know that you're for me. Amen. I'm with you for the long haul. Amen. I don't know about you, but there are some folks that I went to high school with that from the day I graduated, I went away to Bible school and my life moved on. I've not seen them. Although they were my friend, I did not have a covenant relationship. It was an acquaintance. It was because of going to school with them. Amen. It was not that covenant. There are folks that I went to Bible school with. Amen. I don't see them that often, Brother Andrews. I didn't have a covenant relationship with them. Amen. Some that I went to tech school with. Amen. But there are some that I know that I have a relationship with. I can call them up, Brother Frazier. Amen. And it's just like we were just talking yesterday, and it may have been 2 years ago. Because we choose to have that relationship. I want to say tonight, and Brother Frazier was saying something last night that spoke deep to me. He said, God's love is so amazing that God loves every sinner as much as He loves the saints. For God so loved the world. Amen. He loves. Amen. He loves humanity deeply and passionately, and He desires friendship with them. Amen. But friendship with the world is enmity with God. So we must have a holy relationship to have a friendship with Him. Amen. The Word of God says this, that if we would be a friend of God, have that relationship, if we would choose Him, amen, He's chosen us to have a relationship with Him. But we must choose Him tonight. Amen. And if we would choose Him and have a covenant relationship with Him, amen, there would be fruit, Brother Eastman, that would begin to develop in our life. Amen. When we would go to God in prayer, there would be petitions that are upon our heart, Brother Spencer, that God would hear and answer because we chose, amen, to have a relationship with God. I want to say this evening that our choices allow us to be God's choice. I'm going to say it one more time. Our choices allow us to be God's choice. One day the Word of God says way back in the book of Genesis, Brother Jason, there was a man and his name was Abraham. The Bible says that Abraham's family was idol makers if you read into the history of it. And one day, Abraham said, I'm putting the idols of my folks aside. Amen. I'm putting the idols of my land aside. And I'm stepping out, amen, to see what God will do. Amen. We go on to read later on in the book of Genesis, amen, that Abraham was a servant of God, but Abraham was a friend of God. May I say, Abraham's choice allowed him to be God's choice. Amen. To provide and make of him a nation. Amen. Oh, with a seed that were as numerous as the stars of the heaven. Amen. As numerous as the grains of sand along the seashore. But it was Abraham's choice that allowed him to be God's choice to give blessing to him. Amen. Not just a servant, but he was a friend of God. The Bible says, amen, that Moses, one day he decided that no longer did he want to live in Pharaoh's palace. No longer did he want to be numbered with those who were living in the palace. But he looked outside and he saw his people. And the Word of God says this, that Moses refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Could I tell you this evening? Amen. When Moses made the choice not to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, he then became the choice to be a deliverer of the nation of Israel. Amen. God allowed Moses' choice to be God's choice for Moses. Amen. Even today, we read of how that he was a deliverer of millions. The Mosaic Law was written and his name was placed upon it, all because he made a choice. And his choice allowed him to be God's choice. So many ministers, amen, they live so close to the world. How can God anoint them? How can God bless them? Amen. Come out from among them and be separate. Amen. Stop pushing the envelope. Amen. And allow yourself to be God's choice. Amen. Young people, amen, you want to be God's choice? Amen. You must make wise choices. Parents, you want to see God move in your family's lives? Amen. Make choices that allow you and your family to be God's choice. Amen. Youth leader, you want to see God move in your ministry and your life? Amen. Make choices that allow you to be God's choice. You may say, Brother Seville, I know God's called me into the ministry, but I'm in the interim right now. Amen. And I feel like the waiting is about to kill me. If I could give you any advice tonight, I would say this. Every choice that you make, every day of your life, amen, choose that you may be God's choice.
God's choice was based on Moses' choice. In the book of Genesis, chapter number 35, amen, the Word of God talks about a man. His name was Jacob, that deceiver. And the Bible says that the Lord began to speak to him and said, Jacob, arise and go to Bethel. The Word of God said all of a sudden, Jacob did something. He went to his children and to his grandchildren. And he said, listen, I want all the idols that we picked up along the way, I want you to bring them to me. He said, I want you to bring me all your jewelry. I want you to bring me every adulterous thing. Amen. Because we're about to make a journey to Bethel. Amen. Maybe that little baby girl, she looked at that little doll baby that she held in her hand and she thought, Papa, I prayed to this doll many times. You're going to take him from me. Papa took that little doll. Amen. He went out in the wilderness and he dug a hole and he buried all of it. Maybe that little girl thought, will that God come save me someday? Or will that God come and find us? Amen. But Jacob's choice allowed him to be God's choice. Amen. As he made his way down to Bethel, to the house of God, amen, God did something magnificent in his life. God said, no longer will you be called Jacob, that deceiver and that supplanter, but you will be Israel, a prince with God. Brother and sister, I want to tell you something. You want God to bless you in the middle of camp meeting. You want God to bless you in the middle of his house. Amen. Sometimes we have to lay off the gods of this world, worldliness, things that so easily creep in. We pick them up on our jobs. We pick them up in community. Amen. But we need to lay them aside. Amen. So that our choice allows God to pick us. Jacob's choice allowed him to be God's choice. We go to Joshua, who was the follower of Moses. Amen. It was the choices of Joshua that allowed him to be the next leader that God chose. It wasn't of the family of Moses, but it was of Joshua. He would be the prodigy. Amen. It was because he was faithful 40 days and nights. Amen. He was faithful in the waiting. Brother and sister, I'm going to tell you something. In the middle of the waiting tonight, if you will be faithful, your choice can allow you to be God's choice. Choices tonight. Amen. God chose Eli, but God did not choose Eli's sons. The choices Eli's sons made did not allow them to be God's choice. But God chose a young man. Young people, are you listening to me tonight? Amen. Listen to me, young person. Because one night a young man, in the middle of the darkness of night physically, but spiritually as well, heard a voice in the night speak his name, Samuel. Samuel. Amen. To make a long story short, finally, after being misguided by leadership, finally, he was guided by leadership. Let's say, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. And can I tell you that God did something great in the nation of Israel, because one night, one little boy heard the voice of God. Amen. And his choice was, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. Amen. Young people, I believe God wants to touch you. God wants to use you. And it starts right now with your choice. Your choice can allow God to choose you. God did not choose Jonathan. God chose David. It's interesting in itself that although Jonathan should have been the crown prince, he was the crown prince, he should have been the heir to the throne. But when God said, it's not you, Jonathan, it is David that I have designed to be the king of the nation of Israel. Amen. I admire this young man, amen, Jonathan, who said to his friend in covenant, he said, I will gladly give you my crown and I will give you my robe. Amen. His choice alone, amen, allowed the next generation to be blessed. I want to tell you something tonight. If you will get in the middle of this camp meeting and you allow the Holy Ghost to move upon you, amen, you'll discipline those young people beside you to listen to the Word of God. You'll encourage them to come to the altar and to get in. If you will model Jesus Christ and a moving of the Holy Ghost in front of them, amen, your choice will bless the next generation. It was David who said, is there any left of the house of Jonathan? Is there any? By all rights, being the new king, I should destroy everyone in the lineage of that one who was to be king. But the Bible says that they sit down in Lodabar is Mephibosheth. Amen. That is Jonathan's son. Amen. He is crippled because he was dropped. Amen. He is a cripple. David said, would you go down there and would you get him? Would you bring him to the palace? Would you allow him to put his crippled legs underneath my table? I will give him protection. I will give him food. I will give him love. I will give him shelter. I will give him the best of the best. Amen. All because of Daddy's choice. Your choice allows God to choose your next generation. Why was David God's choice? You see, David didn't choose to be king, but because of his choices, God chose him. One day his father Jesse said to him, would you go out and take care of the sheep? There it was that David would go out there and he would take care of the sheep. Amen. The Word of God says that upon two different occasions there came an attack against the sheep from a lion and from a bear. Amen. He said, I will destroy their enemy. Amen. And that's exactly what he did. Amen. There was something about David as he sat up there on that hillside. The sheep would grow restless, but his choice would be to pull out the harp and begin to play and begin to sing to them. Amen. His choice allowed him to be God's choice. One day he made a journey, amen, to see his brothers, and he fought against Goliath. Amen. His choice allowed him to be God's choice. You see, God wanted a man, amen, who would slay the enemies of the nation. God wanted a man that when the nation became restless, amen, he could bring them back together. And David's choice allowed him to be God's choice. Amen. Tonight, sometimes we make things so difficult. Amen. But oftentimes it is our choices that tie the hands of God. Sometimes it is our choices that free the hands of God. But we must be intentional upon the choices that we make. The Bible says that one day there was a widow girl, her and her sister-in-law, and they lived there in the land of Moab.
mama-in-law was going back to the land of Bethlehem. Amen. And she said, I'm traveling back. The Bible says that Ruth said, I am going with you. Where you lodge, I'll lodge. Where you sleep, I'll sleep. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. I want to tell you something. Ruth did not even probably know the choices that she was making there that day would affect her to be God's choice. All of a sudden, the three ladies were journeying. The Bible says that Orpha wept. She kissed her mother-in-law and she turned away. But the Bible says that Ruth did something different. Amen. Ruth's choice was to cleave to her mother-in-law. God is not looking for individuals who will get close enough to kiss Him tonight. Amen. God is looking for individuals who will make the choice to cleave unto Him tonight. Amen. The story goes on of Ruth that she's gleaning in the field. All of a sudden, Boaz makes sure that handfuls on purpose are dropped for Ruth. Brother and sister, I want to tell you something tonight. If you have a handful dropped to you on purpose, it is going to be because you've made choices, amen, to allow God to drop handfuls upon you. Her choice was a wise choice. Her choice allowed her to find a husband named Boaz. They had a son named Obed. She had a grandson named Jesse, the father of David, and she became part of the lineage of Jesus Christ. Brother Andrews, every choice that she made allowed God to put her in alignment with being the choice to be in the lineage of Jesus Christ. We read in the Word of God of a woman named Rahab. And I'm doing this intentionally tonight, ladies. Sometimes you may say, where is my part? Where is my portion? In the middle of God's plan, you have a large part in God's plan. Amen. But it's based upon your choices. Rahab, we know the story well. She hid the spies. She dropped the scarlet robe, the cord out her window. And she was saved. She became part of the lineage of Jesus Christ. Could I say this tonight? That Rahab's choice allowed her to be God's choice. Everyday choices in the light of eternity. We read of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You may say, Brother Seville, they amazed me. Ever since I was knee-high to a grasshopper, I've learned about them in Sunday school, in Bible school. I heard the preacher preach. But let me tell you something about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Their choice allowed them to be God's choice. They said, oh King, you can deliver us into the fire. We know that God can deliver us. Amen. We don't know if He will. But their choice allowed them to see the delivering hand of God. Amen, brother and sister. Sometimes we need to step out by faith. Amen. So that our choices can allow us to be God's choice. Daniel in the lion's den. The Word of God says that he chose not to defy himself with the king's meat. Amen. His choice allowed him to see God move when he was trapped in the lion's den. Amen. I think about throughout the Scriptures, amen, men in the Word of God, amen, such as John. Let me turn back here. I got my notes all mixed up. I think about this tonight. The Word of God tells us that Peter and the disciples were on the sea. It was somewhere around the fourth watch of the night. Sister Frazier, that means it was somewhere between 3 o'clock and 6 o'clock in the morning. Brother Eastman, that means this, that it was the darkest hour in the middle of that sea that was raging. And all of a sudden, they seen someone walking on the water. And as they looked out and they saw that man walking on the water, they assumed what it was. But all of a sudden, they recognized when he spoke that it was Jesus. Listen, I want every minister in this building tonight, I want your ears to perk up for just a moment. I want you to listen to this. Here it was, he was with all the other disciples. Amen. And Jesus comes walking on the water. Amen. Here is Peter. Amen. All of a sudden, faith rises up in his heart. And he says, Lord, if it's Thee, would You bid me to come? Amen. Everybody else was in the boat. Amen. But Peter said, I don't want to be in the boat like everybody else. My choice is to see God move. Listen, Pastor, I'm not just filling a pulpit to get a paycheck or to have a title. Amen. I want to get out of the boat and make a choice to be God's choice. I want to walk on the water in the midnight hour. Our choice allows us to be God's choice. Everybody else in the boat, amen, they didn't want to be involved. But he said, I personally want to be involved.
Amen. Mom and Dad, where you at tonight? Maybe all the other moms and dads in your family, in your community, maybe they're not in church. Amen. You stepped out of the boat. Amen. Tonight, maybe no one else will step out. Amen. But I'm going to challenge you that as Jesus passes by, amen, would you say, Jesus, allow my choice. Amen. To allow me to be your choice. Amen. Allow me to walk in the water. You may say, Brother Seville, but didn't he all of a sudden start sinking? Listen, I want to tell you something. But in the middle of sinking, he experienced something that was so great as the hand of God reached out to him and pulled him up. His choice allowed him, amen, to hold God's hand. I'm talking tonight about our choices allowing us to be God's choice. Amen. I want to step out of the boat. The Word of God says that these signs shall follow them that believe. Amen. They shall speak in new tongues. Amen. They shall lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover. Listen, I've sat in the boat long enough. God, I'm stepping out. I want to see people speak in tongues. I want to see those who are bound delivered. God, I want to see individuals be healed as I lay my hands upon them. God, let me step out. Let my choice allow me to be your choice. Two chapters later, amen, we read that Peter was given the keys to the kingdom. Can I tell you, his choice allowed him to be God's choice. Amen, we choose tonight if we will pray. We choose tonight if we will worship. Amen. We choose tonight if we will live holy. You may say, Brother Seville, I don't feel it tonight. I want to tell you tonight, it's not about feeling. Amen. It's about a choice. Wow. I said, it's not about a feeling. It is about a choice. God, I'm going to worship you. God, I'm going to praise you. God, I'm going to step out of the boat. God, I'm going to see you move. God, I want to be your choice. Amen. God, I don't want to just have an acquaintance with you, but I want to have a covenant relationship with you. Amen. I want to begin to see fruit develop in my life. Amen. When I hit my knees in prayer, God, I want to see you move. Amen. The Word of God says in Psalms chapter number 47, verse number 1, clap your hands, all you people. Does it say if you feel like it? Just when the music's playing? Oh no. Clap your hands, all you people. It is a choice. Amen. Shout, amen, to God with the voice of triumph. You may say, Brother Seville, you don't know what's going on in my life. It doesn't matter. Tonight, it is a choice. And your choice will allow you to be God's choice. The Word of God says, sing songs of joy. Amen. I was sitting here throughout the week. I haven't often got to sit out there in the sanctuary. But I looked up here and it said, ye are the light. And there is the world. Amen. The Bible says this, to let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. I know tonight we're not saved by good works, but let me tell you something, Brother Jason. Amen. Show me works without faith. Amen. And you won't have faith. Amen. We need to have works with our faith. Amen. God, may the works of my hand, may the works of my mouth, may the works of my life, may it glorify you, God. Amen. It is a choice that I make. God, I am committed to you. I choose you that you may choose me. I'm reminded of John. Some may say, well, he was on the Isle of Patmos because they had sent him there to die. But it was still his choice to be faithful. And there on the Isle of the Patmos, in the Spirit, the Bible says in Revelation chapter number 4, verse 1 and 2, the Word of God says, and after this I looked, and there was before me was a door standing open in heaven. And I heard first voice speaking to me like a trumpet saying, come up hither and I will show you things which is to come. We want an insight into God. We want an insight into what the Father has to say. We want an insight into God's plan. Amen. It comes by choosing, amen, a life that allows us to see that. Amen, Sister Andrews. I believe that tonight, if we will get a higher perspective by our choices of worshiping and surrendering our life, amen, I believe that we would see healings. I believe that we would see individuals saved. I believe that we would see individuals filled with the Holy Ghost. I believe that we would see a move of the Spirit like we've never seen before. But our choices tonight will allow God to choose us. God, take me up hither. And Sister Holly comes back to the piano. I'm reminded of a story that I heard several years ago. The story is of a man who died and he went to heaven. As he stood before God, Brother Frazier, this is just a story tonight. The Bible says, as he stood before God, all of a sudden, scenes from a life began to flash in front of him of a man who was faithful. He prayed. He was faithful to church. He was diligent with his family. He did a missions work. God used him to see souls saved. As the scenes flashed before him, Brother Zach, one by one, he was mesmerized. As the final scene took place, Brother Eastman, the lights began to come back on. And before God, Sister Frazier, and brother, he said this. He said, God, what was that all about? What were those scenes? Brother Spencer, the story told that God looked at him and said, that is the man who was not. Sister Suzanne, that was the man who was not. Do you know, Thomas, that was the man who was not, because his choices didn't allow him to be God's choice. Sometimes we look for revival to be packed up in the evangelist's suitcase. Brother Andrews, I can't do it. As much as I pray, as much as I study, as dedicated as I try to live, I cannot bring revival to you if you do not choose revival. Tonight, I asked the Lord several months ago, amen, the Lord laid this message upon my heart. Amen, I preached it at the home church. I said, God, if I could ever preach it out again, God, I want to. I didn't use my same notes. I started down again, Brother Frazier, began to ask God to help me as I brought this message forth on the very final night that I would be preaching here at MEA 2013. Amen. I want to tell you something. Last night, God moved, and God moved miraculously. God filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. God set free. God set feet to dancing. God set people at liberty. But it was because of their choice. Tonight, if anything will happen in this service, it will be because it is your choice. Amen. You want to step out of the boat? God, would you bid me to come? I don't want to stay here with everybody else. Tonight, I don't know about you, but I want to search my heart. I want to say, God, I don't want there to be worldliness inside. I don't want to push the envelope. Amen. To my church and to my family, we've been praying lately. God, set up the guardrails in our life. Amen. Help us to have them on the safety side of things so that when we're on the bridge of life and there's very little room for marginal error, we don't go overboard. I want to set up the guardrails.
Those choices help me when life become turbulent. Those choices help me when there's sickness and disease, when there's personal loss. Amen. When I'm walking by faith and certainly not by sight. When I'm not feeling it, but I'm choosing it. Life has bridges. Amen. We need to put the guardrails up. Amen. There are turns in life. Amen. It's one trip to the doctor's office and the diagnosis changes you. It's one phone call in the middle of the night that will change your life forever. Put the guardrails up. It's your choice. I'd like to tell you that every individual I have ever been to camp meeting with is still in church. I'd like to tell you that every young person that I prayed around the altar with and I shouted with is still in church. But they are not, because they made bad choices. There are those bridges. And there are those turns. But I am not going in the same direction as this world. I put the guardrails up in the middle of the median because I am going in a different direction. I don't want to live worldly. I don't want to see how close I can live to them. I want to see how close to God I can live. And it's all based upon my choices in the presence of God and in the Word of God. Your choice tonight will allow you to be God's choice. I feel like saying this tonight. Listen, maybe you're here and you're a young lady and you're a young man. Maybe you'll say, I'm aging and I'm not married. Brother Andrews, you know this as well as anything. I was not older till I got married. Was it that I didn't have choices to make, Brother Frazier? No, I had plenty of choices to make. But those choices, Sister Andrews, were not good choices. And let me tell you, that first night I seen my beautiful bride standing up on the platform of Charity Tabernacle there in Kentucky. Amen. There was something that God began to speak to my heart. Amen. And after church, I found out this pretty young lady wasn't with anybody. Amen. I said, praise God. Amen. We began to call. We began to write. 7 months later, she was my wife. Amen. It's a wise choice. Let me tell you what, your choices tonight will allow you to be God's choice. Choices. Paul said this to the Ephesians. He said, you need to walk circumspectly. Brother Eric, this is what that means. It means that when you are out in the barnyard, I was raised on a farm in West Virginia. I had to be careful where I stepped when I was out in the barnyard. Because if I wasn't being careful, I would have a mess on me. The way you walk tonight, the way you talk tonight, amen, you better do it circumspectly. Amen. This world is out to trap you. There is an enemy against your soul, amen, that's waiting for you to make a bad choice, that you will not be God's choice. There's been churches that have said to me, if you will compromise your gospel, you can come on board with us. You won't have to work a secular job. Amen. But the choice is this tonight. Brother David, I will never make a choice that will not allow me to be God's choice. Amen. I'm sure you've experienced the same thing. Many of you ministers in here compromise, have a bigger church. Someone else will put a paycheck in the offering. But I want to tell you that your choice will allow you to be God's choice. Amen. I don't want to be man's choice. I want my choices to allow me to be God's choice. Amen. The Word of God says that we are to be redeeming the time. Amen. That redeeming the time, that we may be wise and know the will of God, means this. It means carols. Amen. That we are intentional about how we spend our every moment. Brother and sister, I want to tell you something. When you go to church, it better be intentional that I want to get a hold of God. I want a deeper relationship with God. I'm in a covenant relationship with Him. He is my friend. He is the King that shares secrets with me. Amen. He brings growth in my life. Amen. And He answers my prayer because He's my choice. Tonight, I'll be honest. I don't know what else I can say. I wish I could have preached it better to you.
related there. But if the Holy Ghost will take over tonight and help us, I'll be eternally indebted to you. Amen. I made every choice that I can make to see God move here tonight. But now it's your choice. I want to say this. Sister Holly, start singing. Amen. Tell us a little bit about Peter. Hallelujah.
He was comfortable and dry in the boat and stormy night. When Peter saw the Lord out on the sea, he said, "Lord, you're not that far. Let me come to where you are." As he stepped out of the boat, he died.
Tonight. Amen. Who says, "I'm tired of sitting in the dry"? Amen.